Sounds True presents Radical Self-Forgiveness Practices, Tools for Achieving True Self-Acceptance with Colin Tipping.
Hi, I'm Colin Tipping. I'm the author of Radical Self-Forgiveness, and this audio set is designed to be complementary to that book. However, since it references quite a lot of what is written in the book, it can be thought of as a standalone product in its own right, because you'll still get the essence of what radical self-forgiveness is all about, and how it differs from traditional self-forgiveness. It also includes an opportunity to actually experience one of the extremely powerful radical self-forgiveness processes in audio form, called the 13 Steps to Radical Self-Forgiveness Process. I'm going to do what I did in the book and begin with a brief discussion about the nature of forgiveness in general, and then go on to describe the difference between traditional forgiveness and radical forgiveness. Once this is established, we can go on to see how this applies to radical self-forgiveness. So now let's get right into it and start out by trying to get a handle on what forgiveness is and what it is not, and then see how it can be achieved. Webster's Dictionary defines forgiveness as letting go of resentment against someone, or giving up the desire to punish, letting bygones be bygones, if you will. Others define it as a decision to forgive and forget. But it's not easy to forget something that happened that is burned into our memory.